streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Hour number two. Jimmy Johnson and hour one flew by. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be watching or listening, it's The Herd. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I went hiking Saturday morning up at Zion National State
Park.
How
was that?
Oh, my God. Parts of America. So grateful. Just you took my kids up there early in the day. Wow. I played. Joe, just beautiful.
I haven't been up there yet.
State parks, we got a lot of them.
I was never a hiker before I came to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
it's a big thing here.
Yeah, it is. It is because we have such great topography. We have mountains, and so people in Los Angeles, they take their dogs out. A lot of dog walkers and a lot of hikers, and it's a very active state.
Well, yes, especially Southern California, because it's beautiful every single day. So you can, like, you know, go to the beach and play beach volleyball, and it's not 97 degrees with 100% humidity.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's just a lot to do.
There is. All right, we call it Colin Right, Colin Wrong on a Monday. Here we go. Brought to you by by Jersey Mike Subs. Order their mobile app. Get delivery Saturdays free, by the way. Jersey Mike's Be a Sub Above. Order through their app. It makes it really easy, including free Saturday delivery. Here we go.
Where Colin was right.
I never liked the Mike McCarthy hire. I think Jerry Jones often hires people he can control. And McCarthy's clock management is going to be a nightmare for this team at some point. It's amazingly poor. I can tell he was not a good math student, apparently, in high school or college. We looked up a 2017 article today in Green Bay. He's either bizarrely aggressive with timeouts or incredibly passive. But this feels like the classic Jerry could control him. He had this tale about his great analytic research, and you see absolutely none of it in his actual coaching.
Where Colin was wrong.
I can no longer pick football games. Accurately, I was 1-4, 1-4 on my blazing 5. I stink. I'm going to have some therapy on this, football therapy. I've got a game Thursday night. By the way, I do like the Bills tonight because I'm taking the best quarterback to win, and that's where we are today.
Where Colin was right?
Not sure what it is, but Derek Carr gets no love, and yet here the Raiders are 4-2. The franchise is swimming in chaos. He was terrific yesterday. Henry Ruggs can now play. People say, well, he never throws the ball down the field. Well, he had 7 completions over 20 yards yesterday. It was a tough spot. His coach just resigned. We don't know if his GM and coach know what they're doing. They have an interim head coach, and Carr was fantastic. 18 of 27, over 340 yards, a passer rating of 134. This guy, if he didn't play in the AFC, you'd give him Pro Bowl votes. He is in a situation now that is not easy. Franchise move, coach resigned, bad defense, and he was fantastic.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, the Arizona Cardinals are not going to go 8-9. You know what I like about Arizona? They do everything well. They're 2nd in scoring defense. They're 5th in sacks. They're 5th in rushing. They're 6th in total offense. They throw to everybody. DeAndre Hopkins is such a gift. It's just so amazing to have a great player on the perimeter. They boat race Cleveland. And I think we spend so much time on just Kyler Murray. We forget J.J. Watt. We forget they can run the football. We forget Isaiah Simmons had a big play yesterday. They got a lot of talent here. They went for it. They went for it. And those players they went and got have been really instrumental. And I didn't even think they played perfect football yesterday. And they boat raced a very good roster.
Where Colin was right?
The charade that Ed Orgeron is some great coach and that USC should have hired him, and he got fired at LSU. Ed's a great guy. He's a coordinator. He'd be a great coordinator. He loves football. He's funny. But reportedly, the players and the assistant coaches no longer wanted to be around him. It was his personal life wasn't great. That was becoming a distraction. Listen, I understand the media likes stories. Ed's a great story. He's not a great football coach in terms of a head coach. He bombed at Ole Miss. It's not working here. What it tells you is how good Joe Burrow is. I mean, Joe Burrow, that LSU team may have been the greatest college football team in the history of college football. It was stacked, and it tells you a lot. You're watching Joe Burrow in the NFL now. We don't even think he has a good roster, and he's winning. So this charade that USC made a huge mistake, and LSU's, he's a coordinator who's been paid like a head coach. Nothing wrong with that. Happy for him, but the charade's over.
Where Colin was wrong.
My support for Daniel Jones and Joe Judge may have been a tad premature 2 weeks ago. They've been outscored 81-32 in the last couple of weeks. Listen, the offensive line got destroyed. The wide receiver core, I understand it's banged up. It's been ugly. And again, Sean McVay had extra time to prepare, almost like a bye week. And Sean McVay's really good. The Andy Reids, the Sean McVays, the Sean Paytons, the Belichicks, you know, when they have good quarterbacks and they have extra time to prepare, good night. But this was really discouraging. This was really bad. Listen, the Giants are boring when they win. They're really boring when they lose. And at some point, New York has to get its football teams right because they're both now atrocious.
Where Colin was right?
Didn't love Dan Campbell as a hire. He is now 0-6. And I said Jared Goff, without Sean McVay and with an inferior coach, all the warts would come to the surface. Well, Goff is bad. Dan Campbell's 0-6. Goff threw 42 times and barely threw it for 200 yards. To Dan Campbell's credit, I will give him credit. He called out emotionless Jared Goff, who doesn't seem like he desperately, like a Lamar Jackson, cares, win or lose. I want more emotion from him. And Dan Campbell, I'll give him credit here, called him out yesterday.
I feel like he needs to step up more than he has. And I think he needs to help us, you know, just like everybody else. And I think he's going to need to put a little bit of weight on his shoulders here, and it's time to step up, make some throws, and do some things.
Jared Goff needs to play with passion. Kick him.
Where Colin was wrong.
The Miami Dolphins. I picked him a borderline playoff team. I thought Brian Flores was going in the right direction. Tua was not the issue this weekend overseas. Last 2 years, they can't score. Their defense is caved. Their turnover differential is a different football team. And they were outcoached by Urban Meyer and the Jags. I'm not going to bang on Tua. He was fine. He was very good, actually. He had one really bad pick on an underthrow. But when he's got a healthy tight end, Mike Gesicki, he's good with that. But this was bad. This was not only a loss, a neutral field loss to the worst roster in the NFL, and Urban Meyer appeared to outcoach Brian Flores. And I got to be honest with you, a little bit of a shocker to me.
Where Colin was right.
Number two, Iowa, remains the fake ID of college football. I told Joel Klatt, why are we putting him at number two? We know Georgia and Alabama are the top two teams. Let's stop. Now we got Cincinnati at two. Give me a break. Listen, they're slow offensively. They're limited offensively. In fact, I went to social media and I said, watch Purdue gave them fits off that emotional win over Penn State. Penn State had them beat. But Penn State's quarterback went down, and Penn State's backup quarterback's not very good. He's a kid. He's not very good. But we got to stop this thing in college football, where if you're undefeated, we just immediately put you up. We don't do this with NFL teams. But in college football, the voters and the pollsters, they never look at actual quality of wins. Like, Iowa was being outplayed at home by Penn State. They would have lost the game had Penn State's quarterback not got hurt. This is not the second-best team in college football. They're slow offensively. I like their defense, but they're slow. Purdue dominated them. And Purdue usually gives Iowa a little bit of a game, but we got to stop that. Oh, Cincinnati's undefeated. They're second best team in the country. No, they're not. Alabama would blow their doors off. Alabama would blow their doors off by 30. Stop it. Stop putting these college programs, because they play in an average conference and they win a bunch of games. I got to put them to Iowa's probably about the 11th to 12th best team in the country. Maybe. I think I'm being kind. And by the way, I always said Iowa may have a real ID, but you got to keep the fake ID in your pocket. They kept it in their other pocket, and this weekend they pulled out the wrong ID. And the bouncer's like, no, it's a fake ID. Get out of here. You don't belong. Get out of here with your fake ID. All right. Love football. Tonight, Buffalo Bills, best team in the league. Very excited for that. Very, very excited. Calais Campbell of the Baltimore Ravens joins us. Boy, they are a Broadway act. They are fun to watch. Those poor Chargers. Chargers got all amped up. They beat the Browns. They fly to Baltimore. It's like, okay, let's get on the plane and go back home to Los Angeles. That was not good.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Tonight, the ALCS shifts to Boston for a pivotal Game 3 between the Astros and Red Sox. Coverage begins at 7 Eastern. 4 Pacific only on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
Dodgers have fallen behind the Braves. Maybe it's somebody else's turn to win. Let's pump the brakes on that. Well, the thing about baseball is because the Dodgers had to play their way in, that kind of screws up your staff. And then you go 5 games with the Giants, and that kind of screws up your staff. So you just, I mean, it's in baseball, the whole thing is about time, and you have time to rest your starters. And you get to the playoffs, and it's just a mad dash to win games, and you got starters in the pen, and pen guys are starting. And it just heightens the drama on it. So the Dodgers now, this is go time for the Dodgers. They have to win their next game. But I guess they've been in that situation against the Cardinals. They were in that situation in Game 5. So this is what the Dodgers do.
Find a way.
They back themselves into a little corner and figure out a way to wiggle out of it. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, I thought this weekend was a very, very pivotal weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought they would win.
Yes.
But if they didn't, things were going to start to spiral pretty quickly for them. But they did bounce back from their Week 5 loss to the Bills with a big win over Washington. Things started off slow for Kansas City with Mahomes throwing 2 first-half interceptions.
That's been their issue this year.
They trailed by 3 at halftime.
Yeah,
yes.
Their issue has been turnovers. They're moving the ball. They're still not punting.
Yeah, the turnovers have been
the killer.
Egregious.
Yeah.
But I felt like at half, I was like, you know what, this is a situation where we can see if the Chiefs really still have it, right?
Right.
All feel like they do. They should bounce back from this. They'll go in at halftime and be like, all right, let's quit playing around and win this game.
Right.
And they turn things around.
Yeah.
The offense put together 3 touchdown drives, and the defense shut out Washington on their way to a 31-13 win. Patrick Mahomes was 32-47, 397 yards. 2 touchdowns and those 2 first half.
Yeah, he had a couple plays where he was scrambling out right and threw across his body that were like funny. Like he's so his great, and it's like Aaron Rodgers. Like Mahomes will make 2 throws a game. You're like, okay, nobody else can do that. Aaron will do that. Aaron will do a back shoulder, a seed from 38 yards, and you're like, nobody ever in the history of the world, except maybe Dan Marino, can make that throw.
Well, I feel like we're kind of forgetting about Patrick Mahomes this year because of the way the team has been playing and the turnovers. you know, we've got Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Tom Brady's playing amazing. And it's like Kyler Murray. And I feel like Patrick Mahomes has been kind of slid down the ladder a little bit. Maybe that's fair.
But they'll
based
be a playoff
the way
team.
That the team is playing. But
they'll be a playoff team.
I feel like maybe everyone would not bail on the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes so soon. So, all right. This Jacksonville Dolphins game.
This was glorious. I'm sorry, but
I'm going to keep it real for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew the Dolphins were going to lose this game.
Why?
Because I've been watching the Dolphins my whole life, and it just this is like this is what I have an intuition for these things, and I was right. It just felt like it was leaning that way. The Jacksonville wasn't going to lose every game this season.
Well, and also
it's a neutral field.
Yeah, and Jacksonville Robinson that back was reaching for extra yards and fumbled. If he doesn't, because Trevor Lawrence was moving them up and down the field, they would have taken a 27-13 lead. So this game ended up being close. But I felt the whole game, Jacksonville. I really did feel like Trevor Lawrence is really starting to look like he's under control now. I really feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, it takes some time. He's a rookie. Even with the talent and the potential that he has, it's still an adjustment to the NFL. It's still what most consider to be the worst roster in the NFL. And, you know, I can set aside my biases for the Dolphins and say that I felt good for Jacksonville in this spot. I don't ever want to see a team lose every single game of the year. And like I said, I knew the Dolphins were going to lose this because they're not – this is just the intuition that I have. It's a neutral field. Jacksonville's not going to lose every game. It's Tua's first game back. Dolphins have a lot of injuries.
But Tua and Trevor Lawrence both played pretty well. Now, Lawrence is obviously a spectacular generational talent.
Right.
I mean, he's really, when you watch him, you're like, can you imagine if he had a decent O-line? Like, he is playing behind us.
I mean, that's
it is bad.
Nonsense. I mean, Tua was 33 of 47, 329 yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. I won't lay this at the feet of Tua. I wouldn't have laid it at the feet of Tua anyway, even if Tua did come back and wasn't great. He's coming back off of injury. But again, this is like, it's this clockwork with the Dolphins. It's this little spike and get you all roped in, and it's exciting, and then we come back down to earth. So they're on their fifth straight loss, and things could get really dicey if they don't turn it around quickly. But congrats to Jacksonville and Urban Meyer on his first win and their first win in the NFL, which is exciting for them. So Lamar Jackson led the Ravens to a blowout 34-6 win over the Chargers Sunday.
Wow.
And set an NFL record in the process. This was his 35th win in the league at just 24 years old.
God.
So he now has the most quarterback wins under the age of 25 since the 1970 merger, passing the previous leader, Dan Marino. So he is 35, Dan Marino has 34, Drew Bledsoe 32, and Ben Roethlisberger 29. Lamar turned 25 years old. Oh my God. I am almost a decade older than Lamar Jackson.
I know.
That's dramatic.
And he just gets better every year.
He's so
good.
He
gets 15 to 20% better.
You know, I talked to AJ Ross, who did the sidelines for this game on my Saturday show. And I asked her who she thought the MVP was. And, you know, because we're talking about Kyler Murray, obviously, which is, of course, he should be the favorite to be the MVP, and Josh Allen. But we're not really talking about Lamar Jackson. And maybe that's because he's already won one, so we're not putting him in that conversation. But they're winning the way that they're winning. He's playing the way that they're playing. And they have so many injuries. Sammy Watkins, Ronnie Stanley, Patrick Queen, Latavius Murray, Bradley Bozeman. They also have lost three running backs, Marcus Peters, LJ Fort before the season. Like, they're doing all of this with an insane amount of injuries.
I don't want to hear about Baker Mayfield didn't have Nick Chubb. Baltimore is a mess, and they're winning, and they're blowing out a good team.
Yes, a team with another MVP candidate on it in Justin Herbert. So I think, you know, it's not about, we don't get too crazy about the MVP thing, but I do think what we might not be giving Lamar Jackson as much credit as he's getting for what they're doing with the injuries that they, like, we're talking about the Browns and all the injuries that they have.
Baltimore's worse. It's worse.
And it was worse going into the season.
They lost three running backs before the season.
Yeah.
Like, that's worse. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
By the way, the highest graded Raven on the defensive side has been in this league for 14 years, 6 Pro Bowls, going to get into the Hall of Fame. Calais Campbell is now joining us live. Highest graded Raven this year. You know what's amazing? This is a tough league. And every time I look up, you're sacking people and you're playing. And do you think, I mean, to play for as long as you have in the trenches, is it luck? Is it you taking care of your body? Because a lot of guys, Calais, defensive dudes don't last 14 years. What is the secret to it?
You know, just playing it one day at a time, you know, being the best I can be, leave it on the field. But I do, I spend a lot of time taking care of my body. You know, I mean, I can't sit here and act like I don't. I spend a lot of time taking care of my body. And then just, I mean, good fortune, man. God was good to me, blessed me with, I was a late bloomer all through my life, you know, and I feel like it's a good time to be a late bloomer because it allows me to get some extra years playing football.
You know, that's an interesting comment. So you were a late bloomer. You know why that matters is because late bloomers psychologically feel like they have to prove things because people doubt late bloomers. So you probably have had people doubt you in your career as a late bloomer. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like I've been doubted, you know, a few times in my career. But, you know, I've also had a lot of, you know, early success, you know, being on the team my rookie year with the Super Bowl and all that good stuff. So, you know, I feel like it wasn't in a high level like that, but it did give me a chip on my shoulder. You know what I mean? All through, you know, high school, going into college and all that good stuff, you know, you develop a chip on your shoulder and you kind of use that to take you as far as you can go. Be the best you can be.
You know, Calais, we said this. One of the things I love about Lamar, and I don't see this with all quarterbacks, he cares so much. He gets so mad. You guys could be leading by 3 touchdowns, and if he throws an interception, he is like 8th grade furious. Like something goes wrong at recess. He's so furious. And and I love that part of him. I love that he loves the game almost like a fan. And did you spot that early, his total love for the game?
Yeah, you know, you could see it as an opponent, you know, just as a fan. But when you're in the locker room with him and you see the way he prepares and stuff, I mean, when he goes out on the field in practice, he's having the time of his life, you know, and then coming on game day, it's no different. And, you know, just being a part of, you know, a special team like this, you know, it starts with the quarterback. And when he's having fun, he's locked in, he's pushing himself to the highest level, it makes everybody else around him want to do the same thing. It makes all of us want to be better. So, you know, I mean, he's our guy.
You know, John Harbaugh's a guy. He doesn't get as much pub as a Mike Tomlin or a Belichick or an Andy Reid. And maybe it's because, you know, he didn't come from a high profile. Maybe it's because he's the second most known Harbaugh on the planet. I mean, it could be. I mean, seriously. But there's something about John. There is something that I don't see. You're with him. You've had other great coaches. You've had Bruce Arians before. You, Todd Bowles. You've had Frank Wright. You've had a bunch of guys in your life. What is it about John Harbaugh that I don't see? You see day to day in practice. You see day to day that makes him special.
You know, another guy who loves the game of football. You know, and I think that is contagious in the locker room as well. And he's a great leader. You know, I feel like, you know, he's authentic. He's himself at all times. You know, he doesn't mind making a fool of himself, you know, to get a good laugh with the team. And, you know, one thing I really appreciate about him is we do these leadership council meetings. And, you know, he really wants our input, you know, on big decisions and things going on with the team. And, you know, it's been that way for the last 2 years. And it's like, you know, you really feel like when I say something in a meeting, he's going to consider it and figure out how he can make it work, affect it with the whole team.
You know, Calais, it's interesting. You spent a lot of years, 9 great years with Arizona. You went to the Jags, and now you're in a northern team, Baltimore. And when I watch those games, I sat at an airport briefly yesterday morning with a Ravens fan. And, I mean, he has got his jersey on. He is the loudest guy at the having a Bloody Mary in the morning. And I'm like, there is something, Calais, about that northeast, that Baltimore, that small market. There's a pride. You can see it in the stadium. Nothing against Arizona and Jacksonville, but just your experience playing in Baltimore in that city with that franchise.
Yeah, it's a special place. You know, it really is. And when I feel like it was the first time we really had full stands this year. Because last year there were no fans in the stands. You know, we had a couple, you know, games where we had one game where there was a few. But this game against the Kansas City Chiefs, Sunday Night Football, Week 2, and, you know, we were losing, and they turned the lights out, did this real cool thing with, you know, lasers or whatever.
Yeah.
Played a little song, and the crowd went wild. And you felt it. I felt an energy I've never felt in a stadium before. And it was, like, so intense, and it made all of us play so much better because we knew, like, you know, like, this is it. You know, we got the crowd with us. It's now or never. And we sold out. And it's crazy because, you know, we ended up winning the game, and, you know, and complete entertainment fashion. I mean, you could write a movie about the way we won football games. Especially, not just that week, but even last week, you know, with the Colts, another Monday Night Football game. Same thing with the lights came on. The crowd goes wild, and, you know, I feel like we just are playing our best ball for that. We feed off the crowd. So, you know, it's a special place, man. I'm really happy to be here. You know, excited where we can go. You know, it's still so early. It's still so much unknown. But I feel like we're in a good position.
You know, you're known as a really nice guy, but yet you are nasty on a field. You got no issue just knocking guys on their butt. And Ray Lewis used to tell me stories about how Saturday nights before games, he would go in the hotel room by himself. And I mean, he literally shifted his mind to play. And you come across as gregarious, and then I watch you on the field, and I'm like, I'd want no part of that dude. Like mentally, like, what? Where is the switch for you? Because you can be funny, and the minute the game starts, it's like a different personality. And has it always been easy for you to do that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's so natural. You know, I love the game of football and what it represents, and I'm a competitor by nature. You know, I grew up with five brothers in the household, and we competed in everything, you know. So, like, for me, I want to win bad. But I do it with a smile on my face. You know, I'm not out there all angry and stuff. You know, when I'm playing football, man, I have a big smile on my face. It's just a competitiveness where I want to dominate you at the highest level, you know. And, I mean, it feels good to still be able to do that in year 14 and still be able to help my team win football games, man. It's been a special year so far, man. I got to keep it going.
Highest graded defender on the Ravens. By the way, the Chargers, your offensive lines and defensive lines controlled the Chargers. They were only 3-for-12 on third down. And Justin Herbert, as you know, that's a really good offense. Did you know going into the week, looking at film, did you think you would have your way with the Chargers offensive line?
Well, we knew we had a good game plan in place. You know, when we put the game plan in on Wednesday, and I saw what we were going to do, and I was watching the tape and breaking stuff down, I was like, oh, yeah, there's a chance we could have a real special game. You know, if we tackle well, you know, I think we have a chance to be really, really special here. And the offense, we knew, you know, would give us some points early and quick. And once we got a lead, I feel like it really changed the way they wanted to play the game. So, yeah, we knew we had a good chance. You know, obviously, you know, that's a good team. And, you know, I feel like I will say I think there's a little bit of advantage, you know, them coming from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, playing at 10 a.m. their time, 1 o'clock our time. You know, being in Arizona for as long as I was and making those East Coast trips, you know, that does play a role. So I expect to see those guys again. I think it'd be, a lot tougher of a football game. But at the end of the day, we take it the way we get it and just take it one play at a time. Find a way to win the ball game.
Calais, absolute pleasure to talk to you. One of the great defenders. Going to get a lot of Hall of Fame votes and end up in Canton, I hope. Good guy. Appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Calais Campbell, who is a great defensive player, has been doing it. He was great in Arizona, went to the Jags. And that, by the way, we said it when he got moved to the Ravens. We said, I've always felt bad for college kids who work their butt off and then they get drafted to bad teams and they can't get out for years. But there are moments when it goes the other way and you're great like Calais Campbell and you get traded to Baltimore. So he could be in Jacksonville. Instead, he's one of the top four or five cultures in the NFL. I mean, that's kind of a gift too, that if you're a great player on a bad team and a bad team wants to rebuild, how do they get draft picks? They trade one of their great players. Miami moved Minka Fitzpatrick to the Steelers. Calais Campbell goes Jaguars to the Ravens. So it generally works its way out. All great players will end up either winning with the bag or you'll get yours. But Calais Campbell is a great example. Jacksonville's like, yeah, you're our best player. We need draft picks. We got to clear things out. And he ends up, and that's a guy that deserves to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's so respected around the league.
And, totally.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to talk about a team in their division. What I should have done this weekend, I should have just taken, from this point forward, I'm just taking the Ravens and Joe Burrow. I don't even know why I get cute on this stuff. But it's going to be interesting because I'm watching, and I think you probably agree with me on this, I'm watching the Steelers last night, and that was not a great win. That's a bad win. Matt Canada, the offensive coordinator, had like 6 jobs in 6 years. He's a bounce-around guy. He's more college guy than pro guy. And like this isn't working. The offense is so outdated. The offensive line is not developing. Big Ben is very, very old. Last night at home, Geno Smith had a higher passer rating than Big Ben and more yards per attempt. I think the Rooney family has to really spend money in the offseason. They have to go get a quarterback and they have to get an offensive coordinator. Because Baltimore and Cincinnati, those quarterbacks are good. And, bruh, they're getting better fast. And I'm not taking a shot at Baker, but Lamar Jackson now looks like a top five quarterback. And Joe Burrow is going to end up a top 10 quarterback maybe by the end of the year. Like, that dude is good. And Ja'Marr Chase is no joke. He is better every weekend. So never forget this. Pittsburgh, here's what Pittsburgh has going for it. They have a great family that owns them. It is a smart family. They've been good on hiring. They're very well run, and that is a huge advantage. So they probably won't dip into the abyss. But Green Bay's had great coaches and great GMs. And in the 80s, they were not on national TV. They were awful pre-Favre for like 12 years. Lynn Dickey, and they had the wrong coaches. So even big brands, you know, even big brands that appear to be well run go into the tank. And the problem for Pittsburgh is that the league is changing. You cannot win just with having a great defensive coach and a great defense. This is not, you could do that 10 years ago. The rules have all changed. You can't touch quarterbacks. You can't touch wide receivers. I mean, you see some of these calls. They're ridiculous. So you can have issues, but you can't even, forget bad. You can't be okay at quarterback. And right now, they're not okay. They're bad at quarterback, and they got nobody, no succession plan, nothing. So is this going to end up being like the 80s for the Packers, that Pittsburgh just nosedives, and there are too many exciting teams now. You don't need to put the Steelers on television. Why? I got the Ravens and the Bills, and I got Herbert, and I got Kyler Murray, and I got Aaron Rodgers. I don't need to put Pittsburgh on TV. I don't need to talk about Pittsburgh. So it's really dangerous. We talk about this all the time. Is that sports, we've seen these cultural changes. Like, quarterbacks were always important, but it wasn't that long ago when you could come into a football season and the best player on your team was a running back. You could do that 6 years ago. Dallas, 5 years ago. Hey, you can make the playoffs and go 13-3. The whole league's changing now, and it's happening fast. You cannot be below average at quarterback, or you are terrible. And to struggle to beat Geno Smith at home with that defense and that coach and that was about as bad a win as you can have in the NFL. The good news, the Rooney family in the front office usually turn things around quickly, but they got to spend money on a real OC. They got to go get a quarterback because this division is, I mean, Baker right now is the third best quarterback in the division, and he won a playoff game last year. Like it could get ugly really, really fast for Pittsburgh. Just go ask Green Bay. The 80s, they were a joke. Like, they were a joke in the 80s.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call
1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Weather's changing. Stay comfortable no matter what Tommy John underwear you wear. 16 million pairs sold. 20% off your first order. Go to TommyJohn.com/herd. Check out their site for merch and details. So two things here. Let's start by talking about New England's loss last night. Belichick now is 9-13 post-Tom Brady. And you watch him get a punt blocked and you watch their penalties. Is New England now, Belichick now, just another team? Because as we talked about earlier, quarterback is so important to win in the league now because all the rules favor offense, is that if you're average at quarterback, you're average. Even if you have Belichick, even if you have a good defense, you're an average team if you don't have a great quarterback. You got to be careful about that as a league. You don't want to become so dependent on the quarterback. Football is better when you can win multiple ways. You can win with Derrick Henry running. You can win with Belichick being a great coach. You can win with Patrick Mahomes. But when you have an average quarterback, New England looks really average. They can't win at home anymore. I mean, yesterday, Mike McCarthy beat Belichick. Urban Meyer beat Brian Flores. A fill-in head coach beat Kevin Stefanski. Why? A better quarterback won. And so is New England now, and going forward with kind of an average quarterback talent, are they just an average team? And Jimmy Johnson pushed back on that an hour ago.
It's pretty obvious that the Cowboys are significantly more talented than the Patriots. The Patriots are playing a rookie quarterback. You know, that tells you enough right there. But it also tells you about the coaching of Bill Belichick. You know, they're one play in overtime away from beating the Cowboys. They're one field goal away from beating the Buccaneers. And they are close with a lot less talent than some of the teams they're playing. So they will be fine in time. And in fact, I was impressed with Mac Jones.
Now, of course, the question being, the league has become very offensive-minded and very quarterback-dependent. So New England has struggled drafting wide receiver talent. Like, everybody in the league has got three good ones. New England doesn't have one good one. So that's what you worry about. But I want to talk about this. One of the things that makes California's economy so massive, and it's bigger by far, that we have three companies in California that alone are bigger than Canada's economy. We are the fifth biggest economy in the world. The state of California. We've kind of separated from every other economy, including Texas and New York. And one of the reasons is our depth of economy. We have manufacturing. We have agriculture. We have entertainment. We have tech. We have great depth to our economy. Where a state like, let's say, Oklahoma, it's all based on the price of oil. If it plummets, companies go bankrupt. If it's good, everybody's buying a second truck. Is that you want a really, really diverse economy so that, like, New York State isn't just tied to Wall Street. You want to have tech. You want to have manufacturing. You want to have good jobs for normal people, rich people, opportunities for poorer people. Breadth. You got to, this is, you know, again, the NFL's in great shape. But this is a real thing now. In the NBA, it's really important. We all know, you know and I know, that three-point shooting is very important. But the last three champions, two of them were not necessarily good three-pointing shooting teams. The Lakers in the bubble, a Raptors 3 years ago. Milwaukee was pretty good, although Giannis can't shoot them. But why is that important? Because it means there's more ways to win than just, hey, we shoot a bunch of threes. If it was just shooting threes, the Brooklyn Nets would win by a mile and the Warriors would have never lost a series when they had Durant and Clay and Steph. It's important in baseball. Home runs matter a lot now. And Atlanta was like top 10, and the Dodgers hit a lot. But it's also important you should be able to win in baseball with pitching and defense. You want more ways to win. Where the NFL is getting, it's a little bit of a danger spot, is that the rules now are so pro-quarterback in offense, is there only one way you can win in the league? Great quarterback. That's it. I like a league where, like, a couple years ago, I thought it was fantastic that Derrick Hill and the Titans could run the ball right. Derrick Henry and the Titans could run the ball right down your throat. I love it. I love the fact that when Lamar was MVP, they're not really a pocket passing team yet, and they won a bunch of games. You don't want to become so dependent on having a great quarterback because the planet's got like eight of them, right? Maybe 10. And that cancels out 22 teams a year. You should be able to win in the NFL and win at a high level if you have Derek Carr, who's good, but he's, you know, he's not Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes. And so this weekend's a prime example. The better quarterback won every game this weekend, 13-0, 8 by blowout. And I count blowout like 10 or more points. Again, maybe it's just abstract and it's random, but you do want to be able to win the way New England's playing now. You do want to be able to win if you're not great at quarterback. Otherwise, you become so dependent. Like in the NBA, it's really important because not everybody can have a great three-point shooter. So it's really important this past year that Milwaukee, with physicality and size and depth, could beat a Brooklyn. Otherwise, if you have like one of nine players who can jack up threes and hit them, that team wins all the time. Like, I think college football now is going through a tough time where the South dominates. It's too Southern. And I think college football is better when you have a couple great Big Ten teams, a couple great Western teams, a great Texas team, a great North. I'd love to see Notre Dame be good or a Penn State. So it's not a knock on the NFL. It's just, if you look at the NFL right now, we're going to break records in like four different offensive quarterback categories, and the numbers are getting to a point like, do you really want a league in which the average quarterback completion percentage is almost 70%? Well, good God, what's it going to be for Brady? I thought when Brady came out last week and said, I'm going to play to 55. Okay, you wouldn't consider that 15 years ago because you just couldn't, you didn't want to get hit anymore. Brady's telling you, I don't get hit. You can't hit me anymore. You can't even, in fact, in the NFL, you can't even fall into a quarterback's knees. You can't even accidentally fall into the knee. That's a penalty. Kyler Murray this weekend got bumped into. That's a penalty. It's like, come on. We got to be, we want to allow great defensive rosters to crush two. You can't just have to have one of the seven great quarterbacks in the NFL. I guess that's my point. I like leagues and economies, like California's economy. We got Hollywood, and we got farming, and we got wine, and we got a lot. We got tourism. Depth makes it a massive economy. We don't go high and low based on an oil price.
Well, you need a balanced game. Tom Brady talked about this at the beginning of the year.
He did.
And it was kind of got a little pushback, like, well, you know, you've kind of benefited from some of these rule changes. But he pointed out that, I think he used the word soft, which I didn't love because that kind of has a negative connotation to it. But he said it's made it very difficult on defenses to be great because all of the new rules benefit the offense.
All of them.
Almost in an overwhelming way. Like, it's just, it's becoming not a balanced game.
I grew up watching a little bit of Canadian football, and I never wanted the NFL to be Canadian football, where it's just like, throwing every down. I like the physicality of football.
Yesterday, I mean, I love the offense, and the offense definitely it attributes to higher ratings, which we are seeing.
You
want to see more points. But yes, you should be able to take advantage of having a defense and building the other side of the ball.
The average completion percentage by the end of this year may be 67%. I mean, come on now. That's got to be Drew Brees. That can't be everybody. We can't have backups at 65%. Like, it should be hard to be great at quarterback, too.
Yes.
Not just hard to be great at defensive end and corner. All right. Hour three is coming up next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.